Blog Talk Radio.
Because God's trying to tell you I'm going to do it this week. Run, mama, run. That's it. Prophesy. I got to preach. I ain't got a whole lot of time. But will you push your name and tell him God said he's going to do it this week? God said he's going to do it this week. Okay, y'all. Come on, get your Bible. Let's turn our attention to the screen. I don't have a whole lot of time. I ain't got a whole lot of time, y'all know. You taking too long. If you was going to shout, you should have shouted by now. Come on. Come on, Tyra Hill. I got to get out of here. I got 18 minutes. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 32. I just got a conviction in my spirit that the longer it takes me to praise, the longer it takes God to do what I asked him to do. But if I praise God quick, I believe God gonna respond. See, some of y'all still waiting on your flesh. You still waiting on your mind to catch up with your spirit. You got to make your... You got to call your mind subject to your spirit. I don't care what it looks like. The man of God said it's gonna happen this week. If God didn't want you to hear it, he'd have let you overslap. You in the room because God wanted you to hear me say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this week. Come on. I'm going to do it this week. Talking, that's okay. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing then. Just stand up in here and look cute. Don't say nothing. You're going to have to wait another week, but I'm decreeing and declaring what I've been waiting on God to do, it's going to happen. Push your neighbor, tell him you better say something and get off my road. You better say something. God's going to do it. Come on. Hebrews. Y'all so rebellious. Sit down, please. Sit down. Come on, tell your friend to sit down. You didn't wait it this long. You can wait another week. You can wait to June. You didn't wait it this long. Just you ain't in no rush. You ain't. I got some demons I need God to kill this week. I got some devils I need God to deal with. Somebody said before I leave this building, I got some... Y'all all in my time, but I need somebody to scream like by the time you get in your car. Y'all excuse me, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody praise him. I feel that in my spirit. By the time you get in your car, whatever you want to do, Jesus. However you want to fix it, Lord. Yeah. Come on, let's go. I feel churchy and I got to preach some of y'all. Some of y'all don't need a breakthrough. You just came to get a word. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but it's about 326 of y'all that say, I need a breakthrough. come on, get your Bible. You need a... Get your Bible. Will you put that in this atmosphere? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? Real simple song. I want to teach it to you tonight. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yeah. Whom shall I be afraid? I will wait on you. I will wait on you. You. Yes. I will trust in you. Yes, Lord. Say. I will trust. The Lord is my light. Everybody sing. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? You say it. Whom shall I be afraid? No, no. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? No, no. Whom shall I fear? I will wait. I will wait on you. Yes, say it again. Say, I will trust in you. Yes, sing. I will trust in you. The next part goes like this. Listen, I want you to go home singing this. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. Come on, you say it. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. The Lord is my light and salvation. Who shall I be? What not? Who shall I be afraid? What not? The Lord is my light and salvation. Who shall I be?
Will you raise up your hands and receive Bishop James Morgan?
I will trust in the Lord.
Again, I have been touched. Put your hand on your neighbor, say you have been touched. Put your hand on them, say you have been touched. Changed, healed. Faith is totally free from sin. Say that again, totally free from. I have been touched, changed.
Every chain.
Now I can.
Now I can. I've been renewed. I've come alive because of you. I've been restored. I've been renewed. I've come alive because of you. I'm trying to get you to confess it. Come on.
Good morning, and welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, none other than Apostle Donnell Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God. What we do on a day-to-day basis, and listen, guys, we're just excited about what the Lord has to say on this morning to us. Amen, amen, amen. Listen, we're going to have with us none other than our brother Alfred, Pastor Daryl Stroman will be with us here shortly. But I want to come out and tell you guys this morning, happy Valentine's Day to all of you all that are listening in. Happy Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day actually fell on a Monday. So I hope that you had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Valentine's Day weekend with the one that you love. Like the song says, you can't love the one you want. Love the one you're with. Amen. Come on. So this morning, we just want to say we're just excited about what God has done and what God has spoken to, will be speaking to us on this morning through the man of God. And we want to tell you this morning that greater love to have no man than this, that a man lie down his life for a friend. We thank God that Jesus gave his life for us on this morning. Listen, we'll look at the carnal thing of life. And we look at this carnal thing of life, and when we look at this carnal thing of life in this season of quote-unquote of love, that man has pinned as a day of love. But we have to understand that God loved us first. He loved us before Valentine's Day even came into existence. He loved us beyond who we were. Listen, let me help you real quick. When you were deep in your sin, Jesus died on the cross for you. When you were out there back the dog, the monkey, the dog, and the fool, listen, God sent his son to die on the cross for you, that you might have life and have life more abundantly. He loved you beyond all of your faults and all of your shortcomings. Come on here. Let me help you this morning. God loves you beyond every place that you could be, everything you could have done, everywhere you could have fallen, every word that you have spoken out of turn and out of spite and out of anger and out of being in a bad place. God loves you that much that he'll see you where you are. Amen. Come on here, somebody. He'll see you where you are, and he will love you. He will love you. Come on in. Let me help you. And he will love you. He will love you till you get it right. Amen? Amen. God bless you. Thank you guys again so much for tuning in and being a part of what we're doing right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Listen, as always, before we go in another further, let us go into effectual prayer and prayer. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for who you are. God, we thank you for whose we are in you. Father, we thank you for the world's day of considering this is a day of love. God, we thank you for your love, that you loved us, God. God, even when we couldn't get it right, even when we made the mistakes, even when we failed, even when we had all of our shortcomings, Lord God, and all of our issues and all of our pains and all of our times that where we didn't understand where we were going and what we were doing. But, Father, you loved us, God. God, you looked down on us and you saw us for where we are. You saw us for who we are. God, you said, I love you, son. I love you, daughter. In that place, God, we want to say thank you for loving us, God, until we get it right. God, we thank you for your continued sharing and keeping and protecting power. Father, we pray for those that's across this country. God, we thank you for your all that body of love that covers them. God, even the ones, God, that are incarcerated, God, those that are in convalescent home, God, those that are, Lord God, God, wavering in this world, God. God, all of our prodigal sons and prodigal daughters, God, God, that are out. Father, we thank you for the love that abides in them. Keep them, protect them, watch over them. Keep your hand of mercy and grace on them. God, that they don't fail and they don't faint in the fight. Father, we bless and magnify your mighty name. For you are not only God, but you are God all by yourself. And beside you, my God, there is no other. Father, we thank you for stretching out your hands of grace, stretching out your hands of mercy, stretching out your hands of power. For it is in you we live. It's in you we move. It's in you we have our being. Father, we cannot do this without you. So, God, we bless and magnify your mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name do we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We also want to make sure that we acknowledge all of those great countries that are listening in. And we want to say thank you. We want to say thank you. We want to say thank you for those of you all that are listening in across this great country. We want to say thank you so much. We are just excited about you guys tuning in and listening in and being a part of today's broadcast. We want to say thank you so very much. We're just excited about how God has touched your hearts to be here with us on today. And we want to say thank you so much. Thank you so much for your continued support. Amen. I've been on mute this whole time. Lord have mercy. Listen, guys, we want to apologize. I've been on mute this whole time. But I want to say thank you guys so much for tuning in and partnering up with us on this morning. We're just excited about what God is doing in this time and in this hour. We just want to say thank you for your love and your continued support, your continued love, your continued support of what we're doing right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We thank God for the opportunity. We thank God for the chance. We thank God for all you doing and all the places that you are. We want to apologize for all that. We had a real good spiel going about the Valentine's Day and all that good stuff. So we want to apologize for the dead air that just took place. But listen, guys, we're just excited about what God is saying and what God is doing in this hour and in this time with us and for us and to us. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you so, so, so very much for your continued love and your continued support of what we're doing here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. And we thank God for that. We thank God for everything that you're doing right now, Father God. We thank you and we magnify you and we bless you. We want to make sure we acknowledge all those great countries that are listening in on this morning. All of you all that are overseas that are listening in, thank you so much for your support, your time of connecting with us, your time of being with us in this hour and in this season that we're in. We have the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Ghana. We have Ghana. We have Nigeria. We have Nigeria. We have Kenya. We have Zimbabwe. We have South Africa. We have Jamaica. We have Saudi Arabia. We have China. We have Hong Kong. We have Germany, Bulgaria, and Russia. We have Mexico. We have the United Kingdom. We have Paris, France. We have Japan. We have South Korea. We also have Israel, and we also have India. And we want to say thank you to you great country, all you great countries that are connecting with us and being a part of what we're doing right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We're just excited. We're just excited. We're just excited. We're just excited about what God has to say in this time and in this hour. Listen, come on in. 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 And let's do this morning. Let's do this morning. Listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to be right back with the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Guys, listen, remember to call a friend, tell a neighbor, call in. That number is 563-999-3628. Again, that number is 563-999-3628. Call in and tell a friend, call a neighbor, tell them that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air. And we're just excited about what God is saying to us on today. Call a friend, tell a neighbor to call in. That number again, 563 563-999-3628. 563-999-3628. And remember to call in and be a part of what we're doing here on this morning. Listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Show me your face, fill up this space, my world needs you right now, my world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid, fill me with you. My world needs you right now.
Show me your face, fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape.
Bring with it a sound that points us to you right now. Erase substitutes right now. Fix what I see. And God, please fix me. Let us see you.
Why I'm not ashamed to say,
Brother Alfred here at the Worldwide Gospel Connection, none other than our brother. I dare be remiss not to call him our friend. None other than Pastor Darrell Stroman is here. Listen, I'm not going to hold a man of God because I know there is a word from the Lord on this morning. So we're going to release our stand. We're going to bring to the platform none other than our friend, our brother, Pastor Darrell Stroman. Doc, you have the floor.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you. Good morning, worldwide. Good morning, everybody. Happy Love Day. I want to say that to all of you. We're just glad to be on this morning. As I tell my church, the Victor Temple Cathedral Church, one of the hottest churches at 8 o'clock in the morning in the city of Houston. It's another day's journey, and I'm glad about it. So I don't want to keep you too long. As Elizabeth Taylor told her last husband, don't want to keep you too long at all. I'm going to go straight into the word, but let's go and pray. God, we bless your name for thanking, being grateful and thankful for another day that wasn't promised to us. So, Lord, we ask that you will take me out of self, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And all the people that love the Lord said, amen. Listen, it's Love Day, y'all, all across the world, all across this nation. Some folks have temporary love and just for today love, but love should be shown all day, every day, not just on one day. So happy Love Day to every last one of you. Listen, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8 is what I want to look at today. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. If that one verse, one chapter, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 8. English Standard Version, but whatever version you have says the same. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. One more time for the folks in the back. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sin. Grass with a flower fades, word of our God shall stand forever. Brothers and sisters, I just, if I had the opportunity to tag this, I would talk about love, which is a good cover-up. Love, which is a good cover-up. I want to take a look at the fact that every Christian person in some way or another has experienced the love of God. But not only experience the love of God, but the covering of the sins that we have. And if we tell the truth, and we know it's early and don't want to mess up nobody's Valentine, or the case may be, we ought to be thankful for the stuff that God covered up in his love. It's not just a story that Peter talks about. It's not just something that he just puts together. But this should be a simple story for us each and every day, because Christ's love, if we're not careful to remember, brings us redemption, and not just half redemption, but full redemption. And with this, love covers sin, and we're living in a sinful world, because the Bible even says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But I like this part right here, Pastor and Sister, is the fact, however, there's a difference, though. Covering sin is not the same as covering up our sin. Let me say it one more time for the folks in the mezzanine area. Covering sin is not the same as covering up our sin, which means, Josh, I'm glad you asked so I can tell you. To cover up our sin is to hide our waywardness, or try to hide our faults, or try to hide our mistakes, or try to hide and act like we ain't done nothing, but knowing that we're guilty from the beginning. That's why David said we were born into sin and shapen into iniquity. So we already come in the world sin, into sin that we can't even get away from. So we try to do it as much as we possibly can to mask our mistakes and try to pretend that we've got it all together, that we have not done nothing against the will of God, and we ain't done nothing against God, and we lied already. Because every day we've done something unbeknown to us that has been against the will of God. So the thing about covering up our sin, only serves us to lock us in the fact as if we just because we didn't get caught by man does not mean that God didn't see it. And if we tell the truth, and I know a whole lot of folks ain't gonna like this part right here, there's a whole lot of stuff that we've done and still do that we can't tell our own mama about, but God didn't see it. And just because he's seen it and didn't say nothing don't mean we're gonna get away with it. I know it's early in the morning. And so covering up our sin does not do away with the sin. I like this part right here, though. But it simply removes it from our eyes. Sin still exists within, and eventually it will destroy us if we don't put a handle on it. And that's just a simple fact of trying to cover it up. But the thing about it, what I love about God is covering sin means forgiveness. I ain't trying to cover it up. Lord, I just want to tell you, okay, it's your boy again. I know I said I wasn't going to do it no more, but I just slipped up. It's the simple fact that you can be able to tell on yourself when nobody else can. And I think that's the problem with us self-righteous folks. We'll tell on everybody else's sin, but we won't talk about our own. Everybody else's sins are put up in front of us, but nobody will look at their own. And you got skeletons and everything screaming out of the closet, but you'll tell everybody else's. And we miss the fact that God is a forgiving God. Why? Because he says, if we confess our sins, that's not me, that's the Bible. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But there's a condition there, that word if we do it. There's a solution, but if you don't do it, you're still stuck with the problem. Whew, I said something right there, got me happy. If you do it, there is a solution. If you don't do it, you're still stuck with a sin problem. And a lot of us are going to be stuck with a sin problem because we don't know how to open our mouths and just say, Lord, okay, I messed up again. That's all the Lord wants. He don't need no long drawn out affirmation, no long drawn out declaration of you calling all his names that he has to make it sound good and make it sound sweet, as if it's going to sweeten up the blow for your punishment and all of the things that you need to do, your consequences. No, he just needs you to be real. And a problem with a whole lot of us is we don't know if we'll be real with everybody else except ourselves. We're real with everyone else except ourselves. And that's the main one we need to be real with. And we act as if we can tiptoe around the tulips with God as if he don't know what we've done and what we've been doing. But we ought to be thankful each and every day that we still have grace and mercy to clean up the mess that we can't clean up by ourselves. And so this is how we have to come to understand and realize that covering sin means God puts the power of sin to death. He kills all of that. He kills all of that. God comes along and takes it as if it never happened. And who wouldn't, and my late pastor, my grandfather used to say, who wouldn't want to serve a God like that? That even though he knows you guilty, he can still take the time to wash your sin away like it never happened. And that's the love that we have to be able to basically push on, not only this day, but each and every day within ourselves, to know that God still loves me in spite of, still loves me beyond my faults, still loves me beyond everything I got going on. I ain't got to hide, I ain't got to pretend with him. I can be who I need to be because I got a God that loves me. He's not letting me cover up my sin, but he loves me enough to cover me in my sin. to where you won't be able to use it to expose me because he's already expunged me. Lord, I said something right there. He won't let you see my sin and use it to expose me. Why? Because his love has already expunged me. Y'all, excuse my silence. I got happy all by myself. And that's why the love of God says love covers a multitude of sin, not just one of them, but all of them. Even the ones I didn't think of that didn't come to pass. Even the ones that I had in mind to do but didn't come to fruition, that covers too. And one of the things that I love, y'all, is that Douglas and sister, love doesn't expose someone's sins to other people, but instead it overlooks them. You know, love don't put you on blast, as the young people say. Love don't expose somebody's sins to other people, but instead overlooks them. You don't believe me, I got Bible for it. It's Proverbs chapter 19, verse 11 says, his glory is to overlook a transgression. Lord, have mercy. And then not only that, y'all, love does not expose someone's sins to other people, but instead overlooks them. But then secondly, love forgives the sins of others, knowing that as we do, God also forgives them too. You don't believe it? I got Bible. Here we go. Scripture says, now having received the Holy Spirit and being led and directed by him, if you forgive the sins of anyone, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of anyone, they are retained. So who we forgive, God forgives. Why? Because he's forgiven us. Because scripture says forgive, so just as I've forgiven you. But the problem I have is, how do we use that cliche, I'm going to forgive you, but I ain't going to forget. But what about if God didn't forget about your sin? What if he kept hanging over your head all the stuff you done, like we do other people? What if God kept a record of all the mistakes and slip-ups and slips and falls that he done and all the crookedness that he had to make straight? What if he kept a record? What if he was to hang that over your head like we do other folks? That's why we ought to shout every chance we get that we got two things that covers us when we can't cover ourselves: grace and mercy. Grace is to keep me, but mercy is to clean me up. That should be a daily reminder every day that we all thank God. I got grace to keep me and mercy to clean me up. But I'm grateful that I don't have to wait till Valentine's Day to thank the Lord and to love on the Lord. Now, because he loved me. He loved me in spite of me. He loved me when I didn't know what love was. And I try to tell y'all, then thirdly, and I'll leave you. Love doesn't, and then the thing about it, what I love about love, when it says love comes in most two sins, love don't keep a record of other people's other sin. Love doesn't keep a record of wrongs. That's what 1 Corinthians 13 and 5 say. Love don't keep a record of wrong, nor do you keep bringing it up. When God has washed your sins away, they're washed. It's like God get amnesia, don't even know what you're talking about. And when you truly forgive somebody and they try to bring that up, you've got to do the same way. I don't even know what you're talking about. Love prays for the person who sinned, for God to restore his life to them. That's the powerful thing about love. I believe it's in 1 John 5:16. It says, if anyone sees his brother sinning a sin which does not lead to death and renouncing a faith in Christ, he will ask God, and God will give him life, relive with God's life. For those who commit sin by leading to death, you've got to trust God for what he's going to do. Love prays for you when you don't know how to pray for yourself. Love turns a person back from their sins and covers a multitude of sins, just like Jesus does. I think it was in translation of the Living Bible, Acts 3:26, that talks about, and as soon as God had brought his servant Jesus to life again, he sent him to bless you by turning you back from your sins. I'm a Baptist kid, so you got to look at the fact that song that says, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood. And that's why Jesus said he died. That's why the scripture says he died. To lay out his life for a friend. No greater love than a man has than this. To lay out his life for a friend. Jesus loved me so much to call me a friend. That he would die for me? And I'm the one in the wrong, but you're the one going to do. You're the one going to take the bid. Excuse me, I know that's kind of hood for some folks. I mean, but you're going to take my charge? You're going to take my sins to a cross that was designated for me, had my name on it? But because you love me so much, because the love you have for me goes beyond words and action, you'll show me how much you love me and get on the cross and take the sins of the whole world and die for me. But I like the part of the song that says that's not how the story is. I'm Baptist. 3 days later, he rose again. That's love. And that's how we've got to look at it, brothers and sisters, those of you that are listening on the worldwide. And I leave you with this part. Thank God for the love that does not cover up our sin, but covers us in our sin. I love the fact that he never gave up on us. I love the fact that his love just keeps continuing to be in love. It's not an infatuation. It's not make-believe like Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. I guess we tell him our age. It's not a pretending love. It's a love that's in spite of me that keeps on loving me. And he proves it every day. Y'all, that's my time. That's my word I want to give you on today. I hope something been said or done on this love day to help you to know. If Jesus is love. God bless y'all today. Thank you, Pastor, for letting me come on and practice my feeble preaching. I think I struck out again. Probably won't be a long time you have me back, but I'm grateful to be a part of it.
Listen. I told y'all when my brother was coming on that it was a power pack. This part right here. See, people don't realize, man. Really, what you shared this morning is it gave people hope. You know, because there's a lot of people that are in places, and the reason why they're there is because they didn't looked at them and saw them, and in their looking, instead of them looking at them and seeing them like Christ see them in his eyes, they look at them and see them like they want to see them in their eyes. And what we don't realize is this. Watch this. Let me help y'all real quick. The Bible says it like this. We were born into sin and shaped in iniquity. Job said it like this: man is born of a few ones, but a few days, and all is full. Now watch this here. Let me bless you in your blessed place. God loved you even in your, watch this here, damaged good state.
Come on.
We were damaged goods when we came into this world. He already knew what we were going to do before we did it, who we was going to do it with, why we was going to do it, how long we was going to do it, how long we was going to let that person keep us there, all of that. Because he said, I know my thoughts for you. They are good and not of evil to bring you to your expected end. So what he already had you in the forefront of his mind. That if you were going to do whatever it is that you was going to do. He said, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. That's good stuff right there, man. You gave somebody some hope this morning, man. I'm telling you. And what we don't realize is this, watch this here. That's the reason why so many people have left church. That right there. They don't feel the love. They don't feel the love. They don't feel. Listen, why stay in a place? Let me bless you to your blessed place, push you to your purpose, drive you to your destiny real quick. Why stay in a place where you don't feel like you getting what you need from that place?
My God.
No ifs, no ands, no buts about it. Why stay in a place that you don't feel like you're getting anything from that place? God loves us enough to let us feel, watch it, his love. Why would you be in that place with God? See, that's the difference between feeling love and acting like you love somebody. Molia Long, that'll preach all day. But listen, we're just excited about you coming on, man. We all listen. Every time this man come on, we wind up having church, and we thank God for this opportunity to share with this man. I'm telling y'all, listen, y'all, he is one of the most phenomenal pastors in the city of Houston. Those of you all who are looking for a church home, I'm gonna go ahead on. I'm gonna relinquish my stand. I'm gonna let my brother. Let the people know how to get in contact with you. If they want some preaching engagements to cover this man about to come out, or if they need a place of worship, I'm telling you, I've been there a couple of times, and I almost joined. I almost became an honorary member of Victory Temple. I'm just letting y'all know that they be testing over there. So listen, I'm going to go ahead on, I'm going to release my stand, I'm going to let my brother go ahead on and let y'all know how to get in contact with him and where the church is.
Well, we are, I'm grateful, I'm humbled because all of this has been doing me is all because of God, and to God be the glory for. We're actually at our temporary location right now, 6802 Stern Street, that's in the southeast area of Houston, off of Yellowstone. Whichever area you come in, I promise you, if you pull it up, 6802 Stearns, Houston, Texas, 77021. I guarantee you, if you come, like we tell you all the time, that Victory experience, you will, if you keep coming, you're going to get hooked. And as my brother said, those that keep coming, I thank God that we've had folks to come in and join with us. And all we have is Jesus love. We're all on all of the social media outlets. You can find us on Victory Temple Cathedral Church on Facebook, as well as YouTube, and things of that nature. Just come on with us. We have our online Bible study, right? Virtual Bible study right now. That'll get on Facebook Live on Tuesday nights. It's the Lit Tuesdays, to where we're just having a good time in the Word of the Lord on Tuesday nights, either one Facebook Live or YouTube Live, and then on Sunday morning. If you're looking for a church with no pomp or circumstance, all we're trying to do is just pump up Jesus, give your word, have exciting worship, and a great word from the Lord, guarantee you, you won't leave there the same way you came.
Amen, amen. Listen, Guys, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Pastor, hold on for a second. Don't go nowhere.
Sure.
Show me your face.
Say,
you look so much better.
you to be happy, but then you gotta have something happen. I want you to have joy, cause can't nobody take that from you. I see you, my.
Let's go get
him. Give me that joy I can't explain. An extra peace that'll ease my pain. For that love that'll never change. Give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that. Give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place.
That's so
much of you as I can take. Give me that, give me that.
Oh, anybody ready?
Oh,
ready for his glory.
Uh-oh.
If you are sick of a life,
uh-oh,
let me tell you the story.
Uh-oh.
Every place that's dark,
uh-oh,
he will bring it to light.
Uh-oh.
Hypocritical hearts, backsliders, liars, time to get right.
Uh-oh.
See, I include myself.
Uh-oh.
I cast my own stone.
Uh-oh.
I'm the man in the mirror, y'all.
Uh-oh.
I can see my wrong,
uh-oh,
but I'm here by grace,
uh-oh,
through Christ by faith.
Uh-oh.
I had to make that choice, I had to open up my mouth and say,
give me that joy I can't explain, add extra peace that'll ease my pain, more than love that'll never change. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that,
give me that power to walk away when another God wants to take your place. As much of you as I can take. Give me that,
give me that,
give me that.
Oh,
anybody tired?
Oh,
you want the show to end?
Oh,
get the actors off stage.
Oh,
and let church begin.
Oh,
do you want a revolution?
Oh,
you want to hear new songs?
New songs.
See, God is cleaning up house. At first he started right at home. Found my miracle water. Heard calls for money and fame. See, everybody got a title. But do you know your name? If we humble ourselves, people fall on our face and ask God everything in me that's not right, take it away.
Give me that,
give me that,
give me that. Ooh, I want the power to walk away.
I do.
When another God wants to take your place. As much of you, Lord, as I could take.
I see you.
Give me that.
One more time.
Give me that.
One more time.
Yeah, give me that joy that I can't explain. An extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Ooh, give me the power to walk away. When another God wants to take your place, as much of you as I can take. Give me that, give me that. And I choose you today, cause I need you today. I can't get away. See, there's no escape. See what you've done to me. I'm not the same old me. You took away your again. I want the God who with brilliance and elegance decorated darkness with stars. The God who orchestrates the future. At the same time, he knows where you are. Give me that God who supplies my needs, cause he owns all the cattle on the hill. And he's the God who wipes my tears and provides enough to pay all my bills. And give me that God, that's the God I'm talking
give
about.
Me that
give
God.
Me that God.
That's
how many of us
talk
about
God.
Give me that, give me that, give me that, ooh,
come on.
Give me that joy. Give me that joy I can't explain. I'm at a loss of words now. I'm so happy you make me happy now. Yeah. Give me that joy I can't explain. Add extra peace that'll add extra peace that'll ease the pain. I want that love that'll never change. Oh, give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Amen. Give me that joy that can't be explained. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, we go through our storms, we go through our rains, we go through our heartaches, we go through our pains. We go through the things in life, and we don't always understand why God would allow us to go through some of the things that we go through. But I'm here to tell you this morning, I'm here to let you know this morning that there is a place in God that is called joy. There is a place where you can get to. There is, listen, it may not seem like it right now. You may be in the most worst place in the world right now. You may be dealing with one of the most difficult things that you can deal with. You may be going through a tremendous undertaking in your life right now. Things may not be going, it may not be going the way you want it. It may not look like you want it. It may not sound like you want it. It may not even feel like you want it. But can I be the bearer of good news to you? Can I be a strength to you this morning? God has a plan already set up in your life, and it is to bring you to the fullness of joy. It is to bring you to that place to where in the midst of all that you're in, no matter how rough the road may be, no matter how turbulent the trial may be, no matter how rough the things may be in that you're in right now, it may have taken all the breath out of you. It may have taken the wind out of your sail. It may have taken you to a place that you don't even recognize and understand why you're there. You may be in a place right now to where you're saying to yourself, Lord, if it had not been for you on my side, I don't know where I would be. You may be in a place to where the pain may be so detrimental that you can't even say, Lord, if it had not been for you on my side, where would I be? It may be a place to where you're broken and so in the point to the place to where you're just sitting there with your face in your hands. But I want to let you know this morning, God has a joy that surpasses all understanding. There's a joy that God will give you. It's the joy of the Lord is your strength. If you pull on God's joy, let me help you. The world joy will dissipate. The joys of this world will dissipate. The joys of this world will let you down. The joys of this world will be here today and gone tomorrow. But I guarantee you, when you pull on the joy of the Lord, there is a joy in God that even when you ain't got nothing, watch this, let me help you, you can still find joy when it comes to God. When you have lost everything, when you have lost everybody, when everybody has walked away from you and left you for dead, when everybody has talked about you and ran, come on here, let me help you, there is a place in God called joy. There's a restoration that, my God, there's a text to the joy of the Lord. There's an overpowering that that's attached to the joy of the Lord. There is a place in God called joy. Can I help you this morning? If you just lean on who he is, my God, if you just trust in him for who he is. Yeah, preacher, you telling me all this now. You giving me all this good stuff talking about God can do it. God is able. But what about me losing my mama? There's a joy in that. What about me losing my job? There's a joy that's attached to it. What about me losing my spouse? There's a joy. What about me losing my child? There's a joy that's attached to it. See, because you have to understand, the Bible says it like this. He say his anger is but for a moment. But weeping, Shando Rabandabashai. That weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. There is a morning. Oh, God. There is a morning that's attached to it. There, come on here. Let me help you. There's a great morning that's attached
to your life. Only thing you got to realize that is in the midst of all that you're in, God is not just able, but he's well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask and think. There is joy that's attached to this. Hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand. Hold my God today to his hand. God's unchanging hand. There's something about the hand of God. There's something, my God, about holding on to who he is. There's something about grabbing hold of God and knowing that even in the midst of this, there, my God, there is rest in him. There is a joy. There is a joy. You can count on him being your strength. Believe it or not, ladies and gentlemen, it's hard. 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 Yes, it is. It's hard. It's hard. Let me help you. It's hard. Let me help you. Let me help you. Let me help you for the ones that's in the back. It's hard. Like my brother said, let at the mezzanine. Let me help you for the ones in the mezzanine. Let me help you. It's hard. It's hard. But watch this. Even the hard place. God, help me right up in here. Even the hard place, my God, even the place to where you don't know if there's a tomorrow going to come. Watch this. Even in that hard place, God will. God will show up. Not only will he show up, but God will show out. But you have to be willing to allow him to be who he is, not just today, not just tomorrow, but always. Always. Come on here. Come in the room with me. That's an always that's attached to you. God always knows where you are. I'm going to give you this point and I'm out of here. God always knows where you are. Come here. God always knows where you are. Watch this here. Never have I seen the righteous nor a seed made you nor break. I know you. I know you. Before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. He knows where you are. It's difficult because it's difficult to understand and to comprehend that because of where you are. It's difficult, it's complex for you to get it because of where you are. It's kind of crazy because it don't seem like, come on, preacher, didn't help this morning. It don't seem like it because it's not so much as a difficult place as it is as a place to where God is saying, listen, if you trust me, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to thine own understanding, all thy ways acknowledge him, he shall direct your path. See, it's not until we understand that the path that's been set is the only path that makes sense. I'm going to say that again because that helps somebody. The path that has been set is the only path that makes sense. See, because you've been trying to do this thing your way for the longest, and you've been messing it up. You've been messing it up. But if you ever get back on the path, if you ever make that decision, I'm going to get back on this path. If you ever make the decision to say, I'm going to get right back to where I need to be. Come on here. If you ever make the decision, I'm going to get back into my fasting and my prayer. I'm going to get back into my reading my word on a weekly basis where I take out the time and I take the scripture and I break it down for a week. If you ever, who am I preaching to? If you ever get back to the place to where you understand that prayer is the basis of all that we do. Come on. If we ever get to the place to where we learn how to lean on Jesus, then everything else will save. Come on. We get to that place, we learn how to trust him in that place, we learn how to lean on him in that place, and everything else will come together. For he is not only our strength, not only our life, not only our health, but he is God, and he is God all by himself. Amen? Amen. Listen, I wanted to encourage you this morning. I wanted to encourage you this morning. I wanted to strengthen you on this morning. I wanted to give you something to hold on to, because I understand that the enemy's desire is to sift you like wheat. But I want you to know that even in this, God is able to do what he does best, and that is be God and be breathing in your life. So I want to extend to you this opportunity to come and be a part of something that's bigger than you. I want to extend to you this opportunity to share in the goodness of God, to know who he is in the pardon of your sin. We have what we call here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. It's called the Overcomer Scripture and the Overcomer's Prayer. And what we want to share with you on this morning is that Romans 10:9 says it like this. It says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. You will be saved. What's it said? Spirit simple, not complex, not difficult at all. Only thing you got to do is just as I pray this prayer, I just want you to lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Those of you all who want this thing called salvation, just lift up your hands as I pray. Lift up your hands. And when you lift up your hands, you will receive him. You receive him. You receive him. You lift up your hands and then it's this prayer. And you will receive him, and you will become your Lord and Savior. Watch this here. Come on. Let's make your hearts for a moment. It simply says this. Father, we thank you for those that are under the sound of our voice. God, for they have a hunger and a thirst to be closer to you. And because of this, Father God, we want to extend to them this opportunity in this day. God, to be closer to you on this day. So as we sit in prayer and pray and ask God, as we ask you, Father God, God, to be that Romans 10:9 in that scripture, because they're coming right now, confessing with their mouth. Father, they come and believe in that. They come, God, receiving you, God, as their Lord and Savior. God, and that they are now saved. And now because they are saved and they are safe in your arms, Father God. God, we thank you for the overcoming that the enemy thought that they had a captive, but now they have, so now they are free. Father, we thank you for blessing, keeping, protecting, and watching over them even now. In the mighty and powerful name of Jesus the Christ, God, we pray, Father, we owe that you are able to do what you said you're going to do. In Jesus' mighty name, in the mighty of Christ, said, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God bless you. We thank you so much for the opportunities for you to speak life into you all this morning. We thank God for the opportunity for just to share in what God is doing and in this time in your life. Now, listen, those of you all who would like to sow a seed on this morning, you can feel free to do so by going to either one of the three ways that we have to give here at the Worldwide Gospel Connection. You have your PayPal, which is paypal.me/worldwideGC. Again, that's paypal.me/worldwideGC. If you want to go to your Zelle, that number is 832-816-7933. And then we also have our our Cash App, which is WGC 2020. Again, it's WGC 2020. So you see in front of God. Because when you sow into us, this is how you reap a harvest in the field. You did not plant. Because when you sow into us, we take those seeds and we sow those seeds into others. And those seeds go and they sow into something else. And see, this is how your harvest and your sow time comes together. And you reap a harvest in the time where you should have been, where the time when you sow, you have a harvest. Amen. Because you're operating in the place of obedience. Amen. So God bless you. We thank you so much for those of you all who sow who are showing, who are obeying the spirit of the Lord to sow. We thank you so much. We thank you that you'll continue to sow and help us get this gospel across the country, what we do here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We bless you, magnify, and glorify the name of the Lord for you, because we know that you have been blessed by us. And we thank God for that opportunity to continue to allow him to be God and be God all the days of your life. And we thank you for it. We thank you for it. We love you so much. We appreciate you so much. And listen, remember, call a friend, tell a neighbor, tell the world when the Worldwide Gospel is on the air, and that we are here to encourage, inspire, and strengthen you through the Word of God, is what we do on a day-to-day basis. So listen, continue to share, continue to like, continue to be a part of what we're doing here. And I guarantee you, you will enjoy this ride that we have. Amen. God bless you.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church say amen.
To what his plans are.
Let the church
to what his word
say.
Says. The church say,
amen.
Oh, lift your hands wherever you are and let the church,
hey,
amen, let the church say.
believers.